Blog Talk Radio.
Houston, Texas. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Y'all know that famous song. We love to sing it. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I mean, he is good. Like my mama say, he gets gooder and gooder. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. This week is Crusade Week. It's Crusade Week. So all week long we're going to be testifying. We're going to be talking about repentance. We're going to be talking about winning souls for the kingdom, because our ultimate objective is to build the kingdom of God. And I don't know about you, praise God, but in heaven it says that the angels rejoice when a soul is won to the kingdom. Some of us, we want two souls, three souls, want a multitude, but God said one. If you could just tell your testimony, or just tell somebody that God is good, and they want to know more about Jesus Christ, then that's enough, amen, to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, amen. Glory to God. God, amen, he sent his son to die for us, amen, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may have a right, amen, to be able to repent and say, Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, wipe our past clean. And he'll do that, praise God. And I just give God the glory and the honor today. Believe in God for great and mighty things to happen. I had an awesome time in Sunday school. Sunday, we talked about loving as God's people. And I think it's very important while we're talking about soul winning, most of it, praise God, is centered on how we treat other people. Most of the response that we get from people, amen, or them wanting to know more about God we serve, comes from us showing God's love, praise God. People want to be like us, amen, or want to know what it is or who we serve that causes us to change. Some of us, when we were in our past, we lived hard lives. We treated people bad, or we just lived a certain way. And when God comes into your life and changes your life around, praise God, amen, and they see that change, it causes them to want to get closer to him. It causes them to want to get to know who you know. Amen. A week before last, we was talking about faith and relationship and trusting God and leaning and depending on him, trusting him to guide you into all truth, trusting him, amen, having faith the size of a mustard seed, praise God. I was talking with one of my friends today, and we was talking about how faith, amen, will faith the size of the mustard seed. It's not about the size of the mustard seed. It's about how that mustard seed causes its roots to just go. Glory to God. Roots to just grow. Amen. Glory to God. It grows into many different things. Amen. I thank God, amen, for what he is doing. Amen. Okay. Amen. So I am trusting and believing God to do some great and mighty things. Amen. With this topic on today. Praise God. Now, you know, I got to tell you what's going on in your weather. Today is partly cloudy with isolated showers, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a 30% chance after midnight, lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, thunderstorms and showers likely. Some thunderstorms may be severe, highs in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Early in the evening, lows in the upper 50s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tune in Wednesday. Don't skip Tuesday now, but tune in Wednesday. We'll give you a forecast for the rest of your work week. In case you're hearing a little reverb, it's okay. Amen. Glory to God. Your connection is good. Praise God. We're just lifting up the name of Jesus. Got some people live in the studio. Praise God. Listening to the show. Amen. Right now with the host. Praise God. And I thank God for it. Again, we're talking about... We're talking about repentance. Praise God. And I just want to read a couple of things to you because my main concern is winning souls for the kingdom. If you don't win a soul for the kingdom, I mean, if you ain't in it for souls, I don't know what to say to you. Praise God. I don't know. You know, we got to be about our Father's business. And the main thing that God wants us to do, praise God, is to build his kingdom. Let someone else know, amen, what they must do to be saved. Let them know about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. Giving them an opportunity, praise God, to confess it themselves, to reject it or receive it, praise God. First scripture I want to read to you today is, cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart, a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Praise God. It's telling you right there, praise God. You got to cast it away. It's something that you have to do, praise God. We are expecting God to do all the work for us, praise God. God can't do it all for us. We have to do something, praise God. We have to, amen, we have to do something, amen, along those lines, amen. Make that first step and God will do the rest. It says, cast away from you all your transgressions. You know those things that easily beset you, those things that trip you up, those crowds that you hang around with that cause you to get involved in some things, amen, that you know don't build you up in Christ. Praise God. So, amen, I just want to encourage you today, amen, get a relationship with God. Amen. And those things that God is revealing in your life that you should get rid of, those things that you should walk away from, do that. Amen. God is getting ready to bless you and change your whole life around. But there's some things in your life, amen, that's separating you from him. I always take you over to the book of Galatians, Galatians 5 and 19. It tells you the works of the flesh and the manifestations of the flesh, praise God. Those things that separate you, amen. And then it goes a little further and say that if these things are present, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. That's the truth. Amen. Glory to God. In Joel, therefore also now, saith the Lord. Before we read Joel, let me take a brief break, and we're going to come back with you. This is Bishop Sales. Amen. Glory to God. Right here on My Gospel Soul.
Come on, put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I need it the Lord.
Said we walk by. No, 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 no. You never. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, you can just put your hands together. Come on and groove with me. Said we won't. Y'all don't mind, say it again. Yeah, Lord, said I'm leaning
on the Lord.
Said I'm walking by faith, not by sight. No, 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 you never.
Blood
of the Lamb.
He was.
Yeah.
right. Welcome to My Gospel Soul. We are back. Let me say hi to Deacon Ham. He's on the line. What's going on, Deke?
Sister.
Amen. Amen. We are. You know this week is Crusade Week, Deacon Ham.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So we're talking about repentance. We're talking about cast away all those things that easily beset you, all that good stuff. Amen. We in it to win some souls this week. How about you?
I'm always in it to win a few souls for the kingdom. That's our ultimate goal, to bring forth some life into some lives.
Amen. I'm going to move on to our next scripture. We took a little break because we was getting tech ready. Amen.
Amen.
We got Evangelist Delta here with us.
Hello, how you doing?
Bless you, sister, bless you.
And we got Brother Reggie here with us.
Hey, Lord God.
What's going
Hello?
On, Brother Reggie? How we doing?
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. And you know, I just thank God this week because it's a very important week, praise God.
Yes,
even though every day we should be concentrating on winning a soul, what can we say to cause somebody's life to change? Amen. We are vessels. And I always say this, Deacon Ham. I always say this, you know, we are vessels, praise God. That means that a vessel doesn't have legs. It doesn't have arms. When you are a vessel, you are poured into, and God picks you up and sits you where you are needed. And that's how we should be functioning, praise God. Lord, pick me up and empty me out. Then, Lord, refill me so that I can do that same thing over and over again, praise God. And then his words say that I'm going to fill you up so much it's going to run over. It's going to overflow, praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. And so I'm excited about what he's doing. I'm excited about the soldiers getting ready to go into battle this week, praise God, to send a word out into the atmosphere that will call someone. Because the word of God says compelling. And a lot of people don't understand what compelling is. It's threatening. They don't know that compelling means to threaten. What are you threatening them with? You're letting them know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. And that is the truth, praise God. A lot of us sugarcoat it, amen, but on Crusade Week, amen, I take the sugar out of it, praise God. And I help you understand, amen, this is about your soul, amen. No one can stand before God for you. You have to stand before God for yourself. Amen. The word of God says work out your own soul salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Study to show yourself approved. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
When it comes down to it, that's what it's all about. You know, we have to be ready in season and out. Vessels, we have to be in position. We have to be empty on that day when he calls upon us. So when he pours into us, he doesn't have to worry about mixing out the imperfections. What he has to go forth, he needs to go forth in that manner. The word says don't add nothing to it, don't take nothing away from it. So if we're a vessel, that means we have to be ready in season and out, ready to do his will, ready to be put in the fire, ready to be pulled out of the fire, ready to be purified. So that's our key. That's what we need to be focusing on, being ready. Because when it's time to touch, when it's time to move, that's what needs to happen.
Amen. I like how you said put in the fire, pulled out of the fire. And I preached a sermon about one time about the potter's wheel and the things that you go through when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you're saying, I hear a lot of people say, well, I ain't ready yet. I got to get this in order and I got to get that in order. But God is the one that cleans you up. God is the one that every broken slate, come on now, hallelujah. He'll get it ready. Now, if you have been in Christ before, come on now, if you have been serving him before, now we're talking to you, amen, about God, about the things that are going on in your life that's separating you from him.
Yes.
Some of us feel like once saved, always saved. We feel like that, but let me tell you something. Saved is not a title. Saved is not a title. It is a lifestyle, praise God. And it is a position that you are in, praise God. When you say you are saved, Amen. That means that you are saved from going straight to hell, but you still have to stand before him. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So faith is not a title. It is a lifestyle. It is a commitment that you have made to live a Christian lifestyle, praise God. You cannot worry about getting cleaned up before you come to Christ, because he is the one that cleans you up. He is the one, praise God. Amen. At any time, anybody can jump in, but talking about that cleaning process, when I came to Christ, I didn't know it all and didn't have it all together. The only thing I had was faith that I knew that God could change the situation I was in. I knew that I had to call on him. Amen. I had, my phone wasn't ringing. I didn't have a whole lot of friends. I was going through something. Nobody wanted to hear it. Praise God. Amen. I was in the perfect position for God to change my life.
Yes.
He said, but all you have to just receive me. He said, now I can't. He said, all I can do is lighten the load, but I can guarantee you this one thing, you'll never go through it by yourself ever again. Ain't that powerful?
Amen.
Don't go through it. So what we're telling you today, amen, we're helping you understand, praise God, that he is your Savior. Amen. And he's not, and he doesn't carry Savior as a title. Amen. It's who he is. It's what he does. Praise God. Oh, speak and save those that are lost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some of us feel like that we have done too much for God to forgive us. Praise God. But I think I said it on last week. We used to sing a song, say, if you have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up.
Yes.
Glory to God. Sometimes our sin causes us to feel like that we are way down. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you on today, praise God, it's not a sin that God can't cleanse. Come on now, it's not a thing that you have done that God won't forgive. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to reach out to him. He will not force your will. You got to get to a place in your life where you know you need him. You, come on. And you know it's nobody but him that can fix it. What do you think about that, D?
That's where he wants to meet us at, in our lowest places. That's where he wants to move in our lives, in that place where we think he can't reach us. That's the whole thing. He wants to meet us where we're weak, because if we're already built up in a certain area, he doesn't have to build us up anymore in that area. He wants us to be built up in that weak area. You know how the old saying is, the weakest link is going to break the chain. Well, that's where he wants us to meet us, at our weakest area. So that should be some of our prayers. Meet me where I'm weak at, Lord. Meet me where I'm hurting the most. Meet me where I need the most work. Because, see, that's how that goes back to what you just said. So he can get the glory out of that situation. I don't want to say, I worked my body up to where I could lift that much amount of weight. But then, if I can't run that fast, then I'm like, Lord, just move my feet enough to where I can make it. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. I helped you with that. So don't think that you did it on your own. It's not by my will, but by your will, Lord. So I just give him glory in that aspect, knowing that he's going to meet me in my weak area.
Yeah.
Amen. And that leads us to the scripture right here in Joel 2:12, it says, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Now I'm talking right now, and me and Dick and Hale mentioned the backslider last week. I'm talking right now to the backslider. Come on now. You got a little discouraged. You lost your footing. You fell. I think I put a comment on Facebook last week, amen. Remember when you, after you fall and you get up, remember to dust yourself off. Amen. Come on now. God say, he say in this scripture, he said, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. A lot of times we don't feel no remorse for the sin that we commit. We don't feel like It doesn't move us or bother us anymore, praise God. Amen. We just sin at the drop. We just do it, and just bigger grace gonna carry us. And I believe last year I did a sermon on you gonna break grace back, praise God.
Grace
gonna always be there, glory to God.
Amen.
But we have to get to a point, praise God, where Israel Newbery sing a song. It says, break my heart with the things that break your heart. So that's how we should feel about God. That's how we should feel when we sin. Lord, when we do something we know about the will of God, it should break our heart because God, we grieve God.
Yes, amen.
So I'm talking to the backslider, not saying you have to come out of pride. You got to come out of that place and humble yourself, praise God, and come into repentance, praise God. And God, he said, turn your heart back to me. He said, then fast. What is fasting for? It's not fasting to get a breakthrough. You are fasting, amen, to get a closer relationship with him.
Amen.
So he said, we're going to fast because I need a house or I need a financial breakthrough. Fasting is not for that. Fasting is to crucify your flesh.
Yes.
To bring your flesh under subjection. That's why he say with fasting.
Praise.
Turn your heart to him with fasting. Because then it's not about your flesh. Now it's about your spirit, man. And God can talk to your spirit and build you up.
That's God moving. When he recognized your fasting, that's God moving in your life. That's him letting you know that I see what you're doing. I'm recognizing why you're doing this. That's why the word says you don't do it for the glorification of man. You do it so that he can see what you're sacrificing. You know, the flesh gets no joy in your fasting because you're denying the flesh what it wants. So that's why it says we're burning our flesh on a daily basis. Lord, seek me out inside and out and let me know where I need to fast at. That's what the prayer, when you're going into fasting, you must pray first to get to understanding what you need to be fasting about. Now, I don't fast for any material item because I can't take the material with me. I can't take the money with me. I can't take the cars with me. Excuse me. But what I can take with me is my spiritual growth. What I can take with me is my spiritual enlightenment. So when I'm that vessel that is empty, I'm fasting for God to fill me so that someone else can get a remnant of what I have within me so that his light can be seen through me. I don't do anything for the glorification of the flesh because the flesh will eventually die away. But his word will never change. His word will never cease. God is too great for me to be fasting for a car. You know, I got 2 feet. I got a bus system. I can get around where I need to be. I have shelter. It may not be the house that I need to have, but I have shelter. So I don't fast for stuff like that. Lord, I need you to crucify this flesh so that you can be glorified, so that someone can see who Hamilton used to be and where Deacon Ham is now. That's the purpose of my fasting.
Oh, and you know what? As you talked about that, it brings me to a popular scripture that everybody throws around. God wants you to prosper as much as your soul prosper. But see, this is what they don't understand. When you read that scripture, it says to prosper as much as your soul prospers.
In other
words, it goes right back to that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Yeah.
It says, I want you to prosper as much as your soul prosper.
Yeah.
So you can get your pockets fed and your soul be over here in poverty.
Yeah.
Come on
now.
Word of God. God He wants you fat, full in the word, praise God. Amen. If you're fat, full in the word, you'll be content in any state that you are in.
Yeah.
You'll have peace in any situation that arises. Come on now, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is trying to give you an eternal prosperity, praise God, a spiritual prosperity that will cause your life to never be the same again, praise God. Amen. So that's what we're talking about on today. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to My Gospel Soul, and this is Salvation Crusade Week, praise God. Amen, glory to God. And before, we got 41 minutes left because this week I'm doing 90 minutes, praise God, because this is my passion, praise God. Amen, glory to God. And I praise God to be able to share it with you. Jesus Christ had a passion, praise God, for us, and it caused him to give his life, praise God. So, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been set aside, come on now, for those of you that have not dedicated your life to soul winning, you can set aside, amen, aside to tell somebody what they must do to be saved, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. In Luke 13:2 it says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things. And then in verse 3 it says, I tell you, nay, but except. Now, right there, I want everybody to catch that, because I'm going to say it again. It says, nay, no, but except ye repent. Come on now. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. See, this is the part of the word that talks about compelling.
Yeah.
This is the part of the word where we didn't got soft on, and we. But guess what? Do you know that when we stand in that line? Could you imagine being a vessel of God and you stand in that line and people passing you and they saying, "Why you didn't tell me?
Yes,
that I was in danger of hell's fire. Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Come on now, that what I was doing, I was coming to church with you, and I was telling you that I was sinning, and you never stopped and told me that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Come on. In that scripture right there, do you know how powerful that one scripture is? The wages of sin, your payout for sin. There is nothing you can get out of sin but death, but the gift that God is going to give you freely is eternal life.
Yes.
You're telling me all I have to do is lay aside every weight that so easily beset me, and I can walk on in. I can get a well done, a good and faithful servant. All I got to do is walk away from these things that grieve the heart of God. You would sit next to me in church, and you knew I was sleeping with somebody in church, and you never said a word. You watch me bounce all up and down the aisles and fall out.
Yeah,
come on now, testify.
Yeah,
and
me
and Deacon Ham talked about it last week, being in the choir and on the usher board, and you never told me. Ain't that something else, Steve?
My God. Listen, I like that word, repent, because it goes back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago. It's an action word. The basis of repenting is to restart. You have to make your petition known to God. So in repentance, you have to, Lord, this is what I've been wrong at, and I'm sorry. So that's that action word. You're letting God know that you're taking a step towards him by saying, I'm sorry. That means you're taking ownership of what you've done, and you're taking ownership of what he's going to pour into you. So the first thing you must do in the word repentance is to say, I'm sorry. And also in repentance, there's an humbling, because you have to understand what you've done and be willing to accept God's chastisement, because you're not going to be able to get in until you accept God's chastisement. You think you're just going to walk through this world and get away with all this backbiting and cutting people low and all this sin? No, he's going to condition us. You know, he's not going to chastise us to the point to where we're dead. You know, we're not going to be dying from what he's going to do to us. It's that spiritual purification. It's the potter putting his clay into the flame so that all the purification can be burnt off. So that is the first step of moving into God's will, repentance. You've got to come out of where you were to walk into where he wants to take you. Repentance is the basis of everybody's faith. If you have not repented of what you've done, then how can you say that you're saved? You're still doing it. You're still walking into it. So how can you say that you're saved if you have yet not retention. That right there said it. Set ye repent. That's it right there. You okay, I got all this stuff set aside for you, but you have not repented, so I got to hold on to it until you get ready. And until you come out of this fire purified, this is what's going to be sitting on the side. You're going to be walking by window shopping in the spirit world, thinking that you're going to get all this stuff, and it's just going to be sitting right there in front of you, salivating in the spirit, thinking that you're going to receive all this stuff, but you're killing yourself slowly by not repenting. So except you repent, you're not going to get what God has for you. So I'm talking to that person that's still walking and wallowing in their space, thinking that God can't see what you're doing. You may be sitting behind a pulpit. You may even be a deacon. You may be an usher. And you're still stepping out on your family. You're still stepping out on your wife. You're still stepping out on your husband. That's not going to make it. So what you're doing to yourself is slowly killing yourself. You're slowly killing your spirit. You're slowly hurting the people that are affected by this. And, again, I say it's not just you that's being affected by it, but it's that other person. So you're causing your brother to see it. So there again, it's a vicious cycle that we're walking in. It's a vicious cycle that we put to an end by repenting.
And you know what? I like the way you said it, you know. It's people watching you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you make a turn, they're going to make a turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, they might got some questions in their spirit, but they still see you jumping shot of the church.
Yeah.
Now, they done see you go off with Sister So-and-so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but they still going to follow you.
Yeah.
They still going to be faithful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, so it must be okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have me something on the side.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God, amen, for this. And it's, like you said, about you got to say I'm sorry. I was telling somebody, you know, we want to say, oh, I apologize. I just want you to, you know, I just apologize. No, you say, I'm sorry. It's time to get humble. It's time to get humble. God flows through our humbleness.
Yes, ma'am.
And when it talks about a contrite spirit, when it talks about repentance, it talks about a contrite spirit, praise God. Amen. Pride can't be in there nowhere.
Yes.
It can't be in there anywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
You say, okay, well, Lord, I didn't say it. I repent. Lord, you told me if I just say it out of my mouth, confess.
Yes.
But is it out your spirit?
Okay. You're doing the same thing you were doing.
Yeah, really. You know, come on now. Like, and I like what you said, Deacon Hammond, say, but you're still with that one that's wallowing in sin. You're still hanging with the one wallowing in sin. You ever seen a parent live through their children?
Mm-hmm.
Their child play football, they want to play football, so they make their child play football.
Yeah.
They try to live through their child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got some of our other saints of God, catch this, that's living through these fellas.
Mm-hmm.
They still friends with them, watching them play them games, watching them play all the women in the church. They ain't saying nothing, and they ain't doing it, but they sitting there watching and getting the gossip off of it. Come on now. We touching on everything today. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Woo, my God. Deacon Ham talked about about the perishing. That means that you are destroying your opportunity for eternal life.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. We'll go to the next scripture. This is good. Amen.
Amen.
Over in Acts 3:19 it says, repent ye, that word again, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. That your sins may be blotted out. Repent.
Yes, yes.
That your sins might be what?
Action words. That goes over action words. Excuse me for jumping in like that, but I just feel something about that word repent. God is telling somebody it's time. In the midst of these crusades, it's time. It's time to put aside all the games that you think you're playing, all the things that you think you're hiding from him. And the word even said it's no hiding place. You can't. I mean, if the rock's going to cry out, you don't think they're going to tell you, hey, he's right here behind me, God. He's right here. Look here. It's time out for that. It says be converted. That means you have to
get out of what you are. Come out of where you were. Come out of the highness. But here I am, Lord. I did it. I'm sorry. I'm humbling myself right here in front of you. I got to be converted. That means I have to change my way of thinking. I have to change my mode, my actions. I have to change. That's that action word. We got to be moved by the Spirit. We got to be humbled by the Spirit. We got to be brought out so that our sins can be blotted out. So that's God just telling us right there. Repentance is the way to being your sins being blotted out. I believe it's excuse me if I quoted wrong, but it's in Proverbs. It said, "Come, let us reason about this sin, so that it can be brought out, that it could be, and so is it, excuse me, it's as filthy rags." I'm sorry. The word is.
Together, though your sins be as scarlet, I make them white as snow.
There it is. It needs to be understood that that's that conversion right there. Though
yes.
It's red as scarlet, he can make it white as snow. That's that conversion right there. That's what comes out of repentance, conversion. Your heart is transformed. Your mind is transformed. Your spirit is transformed. Your actions are transformed. So the next time you walk into that situation, you'll be able to deal with it with a different heart, no longer a contrite spirit, but in a more powerful spirit. You're walking in the Spirit of God. So when he says that you're scarlet, that means that crimson is the deepest form of red that can possibly be. It stands out. That's why some people like the color crimson on their cars, because it stands out. But when it's converted, when it comes to that white is purified. That's why he put the robe on us. When we're purified, he puts that white robe on us. White is the color of purification. It's the purest color ever. So that's what he wants us to be, the purest spirits ever. He wants us to be converted so that when that sin is blotted out, we can't keep walking back into it. It's just that simple. You can't just keep walking back to the fire and think you're not going to get burned. Pretty soon it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. Pretty soon you're not going to be able to stand it. And when he gets to that point, when he can't stand it anymore, guess what's going to come after that? Wrath. And Lord, if I've done anything to bring forth your wrath, Lord, right now I'm asking for forgiveness. So if I consider myself to be a man of God, and I'm still asking for forgiveness, what you think you should be doing if you're out there hurting? Ask for forgiveness. It's just that simple. Lord, forgive me for what I've done. That's repentance is the first step. That's why they say in the 12-step program is the understanding the denial of it. Yeah, you've been denied so long. Now you have to repent.
My God. And you know what? That scripture, you messed with my favorite scripture. Though your sins be as scarlet, that shall have to reach way down. Though you're known for selling drugs, though you're known for prostitution, though you're known for sleeping with everybody, man, though you're known for that, he said, "Come in, let me talk to you." Let me tell you how I can change your life around. Let me tell you, amen. Let me tell you, glory to God, that you're not really a drug dealer.
Right.
You're really a businessman.
Yeah.
So you out here thinking that you are going to be with everybody and all this, and you are talented in some area behind the closed door. God say, no, let me tell you what you really was made for.
Ooh. And corrupted. Let me show you what I'm really going to do with those talents.
Oh, come on.
I gave you.
Come on. So your sin be as scarlet. Let me make them white as snow, praise God. Though you are known for this, let me change your name, glory to God. Hallelujah. I love that, praise God. And then the scripture say, it says, so that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. It says, when the time of refreshing comes, your sin is already blotted out. So when we talked about the vessel earlier in the show, praise God. Earlier, it's at 3:19. We talked about about the vessel earlier in the show. You got to be empty in order to be filled,
that's
praise
right.
God.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some
yeah,
things,
sure do.
When it
yeah.
talks about the things that separate you, in other words, you're too full of other stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want to
yeah.
feel you. Deacon Hill talk about that powerful
yeah.
spirit.
Yeah.
I want to feel you, but guess what? My spirit is too large to just dwell in a little corner.
Yeah.
Well, I got to have the whole one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick, we about to go to church. I want all of you. Hallelujah. Lord of God. I want you to know what I really created you for.
Yes, yes.
And see, I tell people, you know, it says that we were born
mm-hmm.
in sin, shaped in iniquity, praise God. I'm going to tell you, amen, glory to God. Yeah, we were born in a certain state, praise God. And I would tell you, well, that means you must be born again, amen, glory to God. You must be.
You must be.
Amen, you must be, because when you're born that way, praise God, they got that song that's out, horrible spirit to me.
Yeah.
I was born this way, I was born this way, and they called it a generation of
yeah,
monsters
yeah.
and all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they are singing that song,
yeah.
I was born this way, I was born this way, and now you're seeing everybody going into this type
yeah.
of trance, praise
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you, praise God, that spirit is not of God,
amen.
Word of God. God made it, you were born, amen, in order to return to him, because
yeah.
he doesn't force our will, praise God. He wants you to voluntarily come back to him, praise
yeah.
God,
yeah.
and understand that he created you with a purpose.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Amen.
And the only way to get to your purpose, you got to return back to the manufacturer. You got to come on back to the one that created you. I mean, Deacon Ham, I didn't took out a shelf before and called myself on put it together on my own. I promise you. Deacon Ham, I'm bad with it. I promise you I had to look at a paper. Come on now, I had to open up a book and say, all right, that is leaning a little bit. I done left out something, praise God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glory to God. This is salvation, amen, we're
yeah.
talking about this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to help you understand, praise God, because there's a lot of us out there that have given up on life. We've given up on ourselves. We don't have our identity yet,
mm-hmm.
praise God, and we are walking in our, I like to call it, in our identity crisis, amen.
Yeah.
I testified one time, and I told them I had all kinds of IDs in my wallet. They talk about, what you mean, Pastor Jay? I was a baby mama, I was
yeah.
a wife at a party, I had an ID for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I had an ID
yeah.
when I show up at my mama's house, like I'm
yeah.
just
yeah.
all
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I had IDs
yeah.
everywhere. I was
yeah.
going through an identity
yeah.
crisis
yeah.
until I went back to the manufacturer, and he
yeah.
said, no, here is your legal
yeah.
ID.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, it starts with that one. That'll preach by itself. That identity crisis, because we've all been there. We've all walked in something that we thought we were. Being on the street corners or being in the clubs, I thought I was the big dude with the best dancing skills. But when you think about it, who am I dancing for? What am I dancing to? All this worldly stuff. It can't bring me no enjoyment like the word can. It can't bring me enjoyment like seeing somebody get that aha moment like Oprah said, oh, this is what God is about. Oh, this is what the spirit of God is. Now I can fix that self if I just look at my instructions. Now I can walk through this world knowing that God has done so many things for me. And you know, Pastor, before I get out of here, I got to tell somebody out there that's still in that situation. Let it go. Now is the time. This is why it's called salvation, because we're being saved and brought out of that situation. I may have 18 IDs in my wallet right now, but I know who God knows me as. He is calling me his child right now. So to that person that thinks that those IDs bring you some kind of satisfaction, I want you to understand that where you're going, it's only to death. Where you're heading, it's only to jail. Where you're heading, it is only to the grave. So come out of that situation. Repent and come out of that situation, because I guarantee you that business that you're trying to start or what you've been doing will only lead you to destruction. But as you said, as you alluded to earlier, Pastor,
you are a businessman, but just in the wrong business. So I'm trying to get into the business of doing God's works. I'm trying to stay in that light. So I want somebody else to feel the power of God. Whenever I say something to anybody, I want them to know that these are not my words. These are God's words working through me. And I don't want the glorification of it. I want God to receive that glorification. I just want you to see the intensity of how great God is. The word says, come, taste, and see. You're not only going to get the flavor, but you'll be able to see how great he is. So that person that is trying to get away with life on their own, trust me, you're not doing this by yourself. You're not walking through this world by yourself. So that means what you're doing, somebody is always seeing. Somebody is looking at what you're doing right now, and they're wondering if they can do it or if they can get away from it. So how many people do you think you're going to pull into by continuing on? Come on, somebody. Pull somebody out of that situation. That's what we're trying to do right now is salvation. We're talking about the redemptive spirit of God. I give you glory right now, Father God, that what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're speaking, what you're moving in is going to bring somebody closer to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we'll be right back after this song.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loved me, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Welcome back to My Gospel Soul. Praise God. We are having a good time in the Lord. We just want to send a special shout-out to Deacon Ham, praise God, for joining us on the air. He always calls in from work, praise God. We pray many blessings over him and thank him, amen, for just sharing on Crusade Week. Praise God, we are crusading, y'all. I call it our online Heal the Land Crusades. And y'all know our scripture is, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I'm going to take this moment right now just to rightly divide that scripture so you can understand why it's applied to this crusade. It says, if my people, that starts with his people, praise God. It says it's something that my people, I need for y'all to pay attention to what I'm saying. It says, which are called by my name. Now, that's the second thing, praise God. Are you called? Amen. Did you hear him when he called you? Praise God. Then it says, shall humble themselves and pray. It's some places and some areas in our life that pride has crept in. Throughout this broadcast, we have talked about pride, getting your pride out the way, humbling yourself, repenting, praise God. Amen. But I'm talking to the ones, amen. I'm talking to the soul winners. I'm talking to the vessels. I'm talking to the preachers, pastors. I'm talking to the bishops, apostles. I'm talking to all of the ones that have been called to build kingdom. He says, I need for you to humble yourself and pray. Seek my face. And I like to just break it all the way down to a sign. He says, seek my face. He didn't say, seek my hand, what I could do for you. He says, seek my face. What's on the face? You got the nose. It says that your praise should be a sweet-smelling savor in his nostrils, praise God. We're talking about his ears. Amen, glory to God. What does God hear, and what does he want you to hear, praise God? What are you taking in, glory to God? What are you allowing yourself to be around, praise God? Who have you hooked yourself up with, praise God? Are they, amen, rooted and grounded in God? Can you build from them, and can they build from you? It said, if my people, oh, glory to God, seek my face, his eyes, glory to God. What does he see for you, praise God? What is the direction he wants your life to go in, praise God? What does he see you doing? We talked about it earlier, praise God. Now, I'm talking to the people of God, amen. He looks down, amen. I said a word, amen, a couple of weeks ago. If God was to take the roof off of your house, what would he see, praise God? Amen, glory to God. We are in a day and time, praise God, where a lot of us, praise God, are doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it in our home, praise God, and then we go out among the people as though we live in it for real, praise God. Amen. He said, well, seek my face, amen, and turn from their wicked ways. I'm still on the people of God, his chosen, his called, amen. We'll turn from their wicked ways. And I'm going to tell you the difference between sin and wickedness, praise God. Sin, amen, is what sinners do, amen, glory to God. Those that have not repented, those that don't know Christ. Wickedness, iniquities, transgressions are those things that we do that know Christ, amen, glory to God. The way of the transgressor is hard, amen. It's like he tear down his own house with his own hands and try to build it back up out of the rubble that he has destroyed, praise God. The way of the transgressor is hard, amen, glory to God. He said, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, amen. Who is this talking? This is Jesus Christ, amen. He said, then will I hear from heaven. See, he got to get a word too, amen. He said, then will I get the approval from my Father, either approval or disapproval. You can't come to God and say, Lord, I repent, and in your spirit, man, glory to God, you really don't. Come on, you ain't sorry about what you did. Come on now, hallelujah. God knows that, and he'll come back and say, nah, don't release them out of that. Come on, don't heal their finances. Not right now. Don't send the wife back. Come on, not right now. But Lord, I done prayed. I go to church every Sunday. I go this, that, and other. He told the Pharisees, he said, yeah, your mouth say one thing, but your heart is far from me. Oh, my God. Oh, if my people, amen. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. Come on now, hallelujah. It's a process. See, after he said all that we need to do, he said then. That lets me know that you got to do what's going on before the then to get to the after the then. Come on now, you got to catch that thing, amen. Woo. He said, hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and then heal their land. See, we our land needs to be healed, but it's some things that his people got to do. We sit back and talk about the sentiment. We sit back and talk about what's not happening. We sit back and complain and whine and all this. But God say, if my people can get in order, hallelujah. Ooh, if they can repent. If they can be truly godly, sorry to the one that they serve. You want the sinner to come in and serve the God that you serve, and you can't even serve him right. Oh, my God. Ooh, if my people, he said, then I will heal your land. Do your land need to be healed? Praise God. What is your land? Is it your household? What's your land? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you say, I can't find out my son. My mama tripping and he say, but I need you to do some things. Come on. See, sometimes in our lives, praise God, God will trouble the water, praise God. He'll dry up the brook, if I might say, amen, for you to understand, to get out your comfort zone and allow him, Lord have mercy, Jesus. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. It is a process. Amen. This is salvation. Amen. This week, straight up crusade. Heal the land crusades on the air on today. Praise God. And we are believing God to do some great and mighty things in your life, praise God. We're talking to the backslider, praise God. We're talking to the one that was raised in the church but never confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about you that are on the usher board, praise God. You've been ushering for years, been in the ministry 25 years, praise God, and still don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost, praise God. We're talking to you today, praise God. Amen. I'm talking to the one, amen, that wants to log out, turn it off, praise God, and I'm getting on your nerves. This message is for you, praise God. God is calling and pulling and tugging on your spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And glory to God, we have the time, praise God, and we have the presence of God in this place on today. Believe in God to do some awesome, awesome things in your life. You know that God has been telling you to leave some people alone. You know that God has been telling you, amen, that the things that you do behind those closed doors is not right. You know it, praise God, hallelujah. And now you tune into this show, and this little lady on the line is telling you to let go. And let God. Let go and let God. It seems like everything around you is failing, praise God. Oh, glory to God. It seems like the devil is ripping you off, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, hallelujah. Some of you are just going through a test, praise God. But some of you know that there is sin in your life, praise God. Some of you know that you have turned your back on Christ, hallelujah. Some of you know that you have went back into the world. Well, let me explain something to you, praise God. That thing that you was delivered from, praise God, when you go back into the world, it has a right to exist and bring a couple of friends along with it, praise God, hallelujah. I tell people all the time, praise God, the reason spirits can come and dwell in your house, praise God, is because there's something in your house that belongs to them, praise God. Oh, possession is 9/10 of the law, praise God. And if you got something in your house that belongs to the devil, he can come in and dwell, praise God. If you know what I mean, praise God. If you put somebody out your house, amen, and you turn around and you say they can't come back, they could come back with the police and say, I got stuff in that house. I live there. That officer let them in, praise God. Well, we are here today to say, clean up your house, amen, glory to God. Your land needs to be healed, praise God. And the only way to get healed, praise God, is you got to show up at the hospital, praise God. Amen, glory to God. We got 7 minutes left, praise God. I'm sitting here with an awesome woman of God. Amen. I'm gonna allow, amen, some people to say something to your spirit, and then we're gonna pray and let this line go and get back on the air with you tomorrow, praise God.
Glory to God, glory to God. I was just listening to you, sister. I just thank God right now for everything. You know, I was thinking about that scripture, that what you was just saying about keeping your house clean. And I remember I once had to tell somebody about that particular scripture. And if you leave your door open for the enemy to come in, he's going to come in.
Yeah.
He's going to, they say first you have to bind, tie the strong man up. Well, how you tie the strong man up? If the door is left open, they can't get in to tie the strong man up. So that means you're leaving something open, a crack or something. They say when the enemy take a foothold, if you don't close that door, he's going to take a stronghold. It's grab you by your neck, and then before you know it, you'll be bound and tied up. So he, like you said, he have a right to bring some friends. He comes stronger next time. He ain't come. See, he know he lost the first time, so he ain't gonna come by himself. He gonna come with some friends to make sure that you don't get away. But it's so important to know he's not stronger than God. There's nothing in this world stronger than your Father. Nothing stronger than God. So when you kick that thing out, that devil ain't got no choice but to stay out. When you let him know the blood of Jesus be between you and him, he got to stay out. He don't know if he has to obey. He has to obey. He has to obey that word. Jesus died to give us that authority to say, you cannot have what God says is mine. Oh, my God. So I just thank God right now. I thank you so much. This is a blessing to me. So I'm going to pass the mic on over and let it be for someone to speak.
Hallelujah.
You have to be ready. You just have to be ready in order. In order. No more sinning. You're going to hell or you're going to choose which one. You can't choose both.
Amen.
You can't choose both. You got to make a choice.
Amen.
What God has for you is for you.
Come on.
I'm going to pass the phone. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Oh, look. Let me tell you something, amen. It is Crusade Week, praise God. Amen, glory to God. We have a love for God's people, amen. We have a love for those, amen, that are lost, praise God. The thing about being lost, praise God, is that you have to be found. Amen, you have to be found. You wouldn't be considered lost, amen, if you were not on the wrong path, praise God. So we gather, amen, over the airways. We thank God for the internet. We thank God for this connection, praise God, to just have the opportunity, praise God, to tell you the truth. Amen. Not no sugar on top with a cherry. Amen. We have to tell you the truth, praise God, because I believe if the bridge was out and I was headed down that road, I believe I'd want my friend to say, hey, the bridge is out. I think I would want my friend to say, go the other direction. That one is a dead end, praise God, hallelujah. If you keep going, you're going to die, praise God, glory to God. And we just touch and agree on today. I'm about to pray, but I touch and agree, praise God, on today and believe God for your soul salvation. Amen. If you have listened to this broadcast, amen, and you hear the voice of God telling you to kneel right now, you hear the voice of God saying, humble yourself. I just want to bless you. I just want to save you. Amen. I just want to protect you. I just want to give you some peace. I just want to help you sleep at night. Praise God. If that is you, amen, go ahead and kneel. Praise God. If you're riding in your car listening to this live on your phone, praise God, pull over. Praise God. If you are in your office building, praise God, and you're on your lunch break, go into the restroom. Praise God. Amen. If you want to bring your friend with you, praise God, put it on speaker, amen, glory to God. We are believing God to do some mighty things right now at this hour, praise God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your presence right now over these airways, Father God. Lord, we kneel, we sit, we bow our heads, Father God, asking for forgiveness for every sin committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. Lord, we confess all our sins to you right now and give them over to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give everything over to you that makes our heart heavy, Father God. Lord, we ask you right now to lift the heavy burden in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, to take out our stony heart and give us a heart of flesh, Father God, that we may feel you right now, Father God, that we may receive you right now, Father God. Lord, we cannot do anything without you right now, Father God. And Lord, we need you to show up and show out in our lives, Father God. Lord, I pray for the sinner right now, Father God. I pray for the backslider right now, Father God. I pray for that new convert right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, that know that they have strayed away, Father God. we thank you for those that are broken before you, understanding that they need you like never before. And, Lord, as we get off these airways but not out of your presence, Father God, Lord, we ask that this word be hid in their heart that they may not sin against you, Father God. And we pray that they get in a church that's telling them that it is a heaven and there is a hell. And we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. To you be the glory and the praise. We thank you, everybody, for tuning in to My Gospel Soul. Join us on tomorrow, same time at 12 p.m. Central on My Gospel Soul. God bless you, and remember that with God, all things are possible.